I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Archipelago Lot 2A. That's the name of a prominent public space along downtown Juneau's waterfront that few people know. Officials with Juneau Docks and Harbors think they've got a better name that fits with some new public art. It would also help teach throngs of cruise ship visitors a little about Alaska civil rights history.
You want to do another ride?
4-year-old Emmett Heimbigner is doing some wobbly laps on a bike that recently got pedals.
I am Emmett, and I've learned to ride a bike, and I haven't done it by myself.
His dad's keeping an eye on him, and so is Alaska civil rights leader Elizabeth Paratrovich in a giant 3-story mural behind him.
Do you recognize her?
The decked-over lot along Juneau's Seawalk that Emmett is riding on could soon be renamed for her, Paratrovich Plaza. Juneau Docks and Harbors officials have been calling it the Archipelago Lot. That name seems to come from a boring legal description of the property. Kirby Day, who's worked for the cruise industry in Juneau for decades, says it's not well known.
When you say Archipelago Lot, no one really knows what that is or what that means.
That checked out with people walking by during the lunch hour on Thursday. Emmett's dad, for example, didn't know the archipelago name, but knew Paratrovich. Juneau Docks and Harbors officials want to rename the lot, both to fit with the new mural that was finished in September and to help people get around the waterfront better. Here's Docks and Harbors board member Mark Ridgway.
There's a natural flow to naming it Paratrovich Plaza, given the mural's existence there. And we're talking about people who were just walking off of a boat. I'd like it better than, say, the Norwegian Nook or the Carnival Corner or the P&O Outlook.
The board committee voted 7-1 on Wednesday to recommend the Juneau Assembly formally change the name. Ray Wilson was also walking the waterfront on Thursday. The Tlingit elder has lived in Juneau most of his life and wears a hat that says Native Veteran.
I think for a long time, the city of Juneau hadn't recognized the Native people and haven't given them enough credit for what they do and what they put into the pot, so to speak.
Wilson also has a fuzzy memory that he might be a distant relative of Elizabeth Paratrovich.
To include Paratrovich in Juneau history is a big step towards recognizing Native people.
The Docks and Harbors Board recommendation to rename the lot has to go through one more meeting before it goes to the Juneau Assembly. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.